Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Gerard Sametka. Sametka is with us. He's the Vice President of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, otherwise known as CASE. He's here to talk to us about a partnership that you might not know much about, and don't feel like you're out of the loop, because a lot of people don't know much about something that's going on that we really should know a lot about. And his mother calls him Jerry, and he says we can do that too. Jerry Sametka, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
Pronounce your last name. I want to make sure I'm doing it right.
Sametka. It's all good.
How does your dad pronounce it?
We'll go with Sametka there, Sametka, in case he's listening.
Okay, Sametka. Yes. All right, good. I like that. Okay, so with a name like Blasingame, I try to get other people's names right. So Jerry, for some reason, AT&T and Verizon have started getting friendly over the last months, I guess, or a year. I don't know how long. You've been tracking this. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, it's a very curious arrangement. I mean, if you stumbled into a restaurant late at night and saw on a back table Donald Trump having dinner with Rosie O'Donnell, you'd probably raise your eyebrows a little bit. AT&T and Verizon are supposed to be fierce competitors. They are the two leading mobile networks in the country, with over 300 million subscribers. They're vertically integrated. They offer all kinds of services, from broadband to they'll be getting into 5G. And so, why they would be partnering over email service and a web portal? Verizon is now under contract to handle AT&T's customer facing web portal, their AT&T.net. It is their most prominent customer-facing portal, whether you're a subscriber to AT&T or not. You can go there and, get news or information. The company that previously did this, handled this for AT&T, the contract was $9 million a year. So Verizon is a company with hundreds of billions of dollars of revenue and market cap.
Yeah.
I asked the question of, I don't know if the CEO would get off the couch for a $9 million phone call.
That's not even lunch money.
Yeah, so it really, again, it's not anything particularly on the surface that.
But it's troubling. Did we lose him? There you go. You're back. All right, good. Keep going. You were telling
us about that.
That's all right. Go ahead.
So it, in and of itself, it doesn't seem that dangerous or threatening the consumers or the market, but you don't look at something like this and say, why are these guys increasing their partnership? What is it that they're taking additional steps to get cozy? That's what's most concerning, because we don't know what's coming next, and I don't think anybody's asking questions or really paying attention to it.
It's curiouser and curiouser, isn't it?
And yes.
And I'll tell you, I have to say this. This reminds me of, there's been so many other mergers in the marketplace in the last couple of years that were just awful. When United bought Continental Airlines, Continental was just about to become becoming a great airline again. And then United bought them, and it all fell apart. I mean, now everything's United, and everybody knows about United. And then American Airlines, U.S. Airlines, had just gotten to where they were a pretty good airline, and then they were acquired by American. And so now it's all American, and everybody knows about American. I mean, this is not good. And Verizon is a pretty good company. I do business with them. I'm happy with their service. But AT&T is the most of all the telecom companies, maybe companies, period, Jerry, AT&T is generally reviled by the most people I've ever seen in my life. And so why would Verizon want to connect, want to be even in the same vicinity with those people? I don't understand. Do you?
Well, with everything today, it really comes down to the data. Data is now the coin of the realm in all commerce, especially when it comes to advertising. You see now all these companies, like CBS is rejoining with Viacom, and you have
right.
a lot of media mergers. The days of, over the air broadcast, everyone's connected now. It's
at the exclusion of what's best for the customer, too, though. That's what it seems like to me. These decisions are about data, not about the customer, and that's where the problem is. We're going to come back with Jerry Simica. He's with Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, and we'll talk some more about this after the break. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.